Nolte, We're Telling Kids the Planet is Doomed and You Can't Succeed in America. By John Nolte on February 24, 2021. Thanks to my parents, my bullshit detector was fully operational as a kid. I still remember a hippie babysitter scolding me for flushing a toilet. We're going to run out of water by 1983. You know, as though I'd never seen a map of the earth with all that blue. Yes, my generation had to deal with eco-freaks. But in the 70s and 80s the fear-mongering was rightly marginalized. We weren't hit with doomsday lies directly from the White House, which is what today's Generation Z has been terrorized with since 2008. And we weren't carpet-bombed with 24/7 doomsday propaganda from a fake news media. And it's all lies. Former President Barack Obama spreads doomsday lies about the oceans rising and then turns around and spends millions to buy a home on the very same coast he claims will be flooded in a few years. Bill Gates does the same. Knlal does the same. The Biden administration is already spreading doomsday lies about us only having 9 years left. And it's all lies because it's always been lies because, as you can see right here, my bullshit detector is 100% correct. Yep. Since 1967, America's so-called experts have predicted climate doomsday on 43 occasions and have been wrong 43 times. America's experts are 0 to 43. Nevertheless, America's five most demonic institutions, the Democrat Party, corporate media, big tech, Hollywood, and academia, are deliberately traumatizing our kids with lies and filling them with despair with all these lies about a doomed planet. You know, I grew up during the Cold War, with a very real existential threat hanging over everything. But that was real and we still didn't have five demonic institutions telling us it was hopeless. Or that the only way to save ourselves was to give up everything that makes life great, including our freedoms. No one guilted us or lied about us being the problem. Same with all this Black Lives Matter / social justice horseshit about how no one can succeed in America. Per these same five demonic institutions, all of a sudden you can't succeed in America unless you're a straight, white male. Kids today are barraged with lies about systemic racism and institutional white supremacism, which not only fills young minds with the poison of defeatism before they even get started, it tells white males that unless they identify as gay or trans or whatever, they're a Nazi. How many kids are these lies destroying, most especially non-white kids? The Ku Klux Klan can only wish they had thought this up. As many times as I have failed in my life, I can't imagine willing myself to try again if it were embedded in my brain that it was hopeless to try again. That my failure was not my fault, or that it was futile to try again. Where would I be today if no one taught me to get back on the horse? Or if I believed I was a Nazi whose only escape from that stigma was to put on a dress or to base myself in some other way? In the end, though, you have to blame parents, not the culture. Yes, the culture is poison, but it's parents who need to ensure their children are raised correctly with a solid bullshit detector and access to the truth. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.